WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Quentin Tarantino was working in a video store when he decided he could make better movies than the ones he was selling. By the time he had written, directed, and acted in Reservoir Dogs, a lot of people agreed. It quickly became a film festival hit. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see what all the commotion's about.
You could say this for Tarantino. He borrows from the best. His movie starts out like Diner, with a bunch of guys philosophizing over breakfast about life and love and, in this case, Madonna. But then the credits roll, and when we come out of them, we're suddenly in the middle of a hectic 50s-style heist movie, like The Asphalt Jungle or The Killing. The guys we've just seen deconstructing Papa Don't Preach have just pulled off a diamond theft. And something has gone terribly wrong, because one of them, the one played superbly by Tim Roth, is in the backseat of a getaway car, bleeding profusely, while his comrade, played by Harvey Keitel, drives. But wait a minute, there's too much blood for a 50s heist movie. And too much rock music, too. By the end of Reservoir Dogs, Tarantino has committed a dozen heists of his own, from Martin Scorsese, Jim Jarmusch, the Coen brothers, and Sam Peckinpah. And he gets away with it. Reservoir Dogs is punchy and energetic and funny, with beefy performances and a compelling kind of in-your-face virtuosity. The movie takes place mostly in the warehouse the gang repairs to after their crime. There they wait for their boss and try to figure out which one of them squealed to the police. There's a lot of macho ranting and raving, a lot of jumpy handheld camera work, gun-pointing, threatening, and there's one ferocious, almost unbearable scene in which a gang member tortures a cop that his buddies have tied to a chair. Tarantino doesn't flinch through any of this. The movie's gory and often unnerving, but maybe the most disturbing thing about it is that Tarantino depicts these mouthy crooks as overgrown children, as schoolyard brats playing cops and robbers, only with real cops and real robberies. Just listen to this scene in which their boss, a grand old thug played by the B-movie star Lawrence Tierney, gives them the pseudonyms they use throughout the film.
Here are your names. Mr. Brown. Mr. White, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Blue, Mr. Orange, Mr. Pink.
Why can't we pick our own colors?
No way, no way. Tried it once, it doesn't work. You get four guys all fighting over who's going to be Mr. Black. But they don't know each other, so nobody wants to back down. No way. I pick. You're Mr. Pink.
How about if I'm Mr. Purple? I mean, that sounds good to me. I'll be Mr. Purple.
You're not Mr. Purple. Some guy on some other job is Mr. Purple. You're Mr. Pink.
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name.
Let's go to work.
Tarantino's insistence on the childishness of his characters has bugged a lot of critics. They think the movie would be more interesting if the conspirators were the sort of hard-bitten, grown-up toughies they probably would have been in those 50s movies. I think just the opposite. The boyish amorality of these robbers is Tarantino's point, and it rings especially true in an age of high school metal detectors and playground rubouts. Still, once he's established that angle, he can't figure out what to do with it, and the movie winds up feeling like a single joke with a dozen variations. Reservoir Dogs is at once too much and too little. It's entertaining and frightening and even thrilling, but it's also strangely distanced and inhuman. By the evidence of this movie, Tarantino's talent is explosive. But amid all his dazzling ruckus, you can't detect a heartbeat.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.